we're going, we won't need roads. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Comic Book Club! And your hosts, right off their hoverboards, Pete LePage, Alex Albin, and Justin Tyler!
Hey-o!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I am Pete.
And let's hear it for Kenny!
Kenny Palmer!
Kenny Cords, they call him.
Or as I call him, Jaws 46. I don't know. What's a Back to the Future 2 reference?
Huh?
What? 19. All right. Sorry. He was doing a bunch of Back to the Future references. You guys.
What's that? What is that? Is it a comic?
It's a comic book.
Oh, nice. I'm interested.
Yeah. Speaking of comic books, guys, very exciting. Big new year, 2015. This is it. This is the year of the comic book.
Yeah,
that's what everyone's been saying.
Yeah, well, this is going to be a huge year. Avengers Age of Ultron is coming out later this night. Ant-Man trailer.
Later this night?
Later this night.
Wait, what? Is that a big reveal? Later this night it's coming out.
Yeah.
Wow, what a great... Wow. We're going to screen it here?
No.
What a lucky... Oh, okay.
No,
man.
No, but it's going to be hitting the internet. So it's going to be a big year, again, for comic books.
Yeah. Yep.
I think... Here's what I think. I think this is the year... We finally make it.
Do you mean the three of us?
No, I mean comic books, but...
We make it as a comic. Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, there's more stuff than ever.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, what's your favorite stuff? What are you looking forward to in the new year, Pete?
Yeah, what's your new year comic resolution?
What's your number one stuff of 2015?
I can't wait to see the Netflix stuff that Marvel's putting out. I'm very excited.
Daredevil, April.
Good stuff.
Yeah. April we get to
see
Daredevil.
That is good stuff.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to? What's your stuff?
Well, I'm looking forward to... the first thing that comes to mind sort of oddly is Mark Waid doing Archie. I'm actually pretty psyched about, but I don't know why. That was first in my brain.
Cool.
What about you?
I'd say the Netflix stuff. I feel like Avengers: Age of Ultron. I know that's pretty obvious. I'm so excited for that.
That first movie
was so good. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was a little under the radar.
The first movie. Yeah, yeah. It's not. Yeah.
You should check it out.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Great.
Have you seen Amazing Spider-Man 2 yet?
Yeah, I saw that first. I was the one on the show that liked it more than anybody.
What's the movie you haven't seen yet?
I've seen every movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen Captain America 2 yet.
Have you seen Captain America 2?
No, 2015 is a year for Captain America 2.
Fuck you! All right, guys, I'm very excited about the guests we have on the show. Yep. They're two of our favorite guys to have here. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Starzynski and Jeremy Bett!
Yeah. Yay!
Hello, hello.
Welcome. Thank you for coming, guys. Thank you for coming all the way from where you were sitting up to the stage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Very excited to have you here. Before we get into introducing you and the stuff you're doing, what's your stuff?
Stuff for 2015.
Yeah. Well, it's a trademark thing we like to do. Yeah. Like, we do the stack that we can
get. What do those comic book club guys say? Oh, they're like, what's your stuff?
What's your stuff?
They're like, what's your stuff?
What's your stuff? The reaction we're trying to get is, what are they talking about?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
What does that mean?
We want it to be confusing.
Yeah. But what stuff are you looking forward to most in 2015, Jeremy?
I am also actually looking forward to the Mark Waid Archie, because Fiona Staples is drawing it.
Fiona Staples is drawing
that
it, yes.
That strikes me as a super odd choice, but I'm really interested in how that looks.
That's a power team right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
That's a 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
Cool. Alan, what about
you? Just as long as there's plenty of time for Saga, because that better not
No, she's
get...
giving up Saga to do Archie.
No.
I think that was something you wrote in about.
No. That is the worst thing she could do.
Yeah, no, Saga's going
to end. No, Pete, they're getting one of the artists on Archie to draw Saga.
Oh.
Yeah. It's old flippy flop, they call it.
I hear they're moving Saga more towards, Archie's story arcs and
stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a lot of will they, won't they.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you decide between Lion Cat and the guy with the TV face?
Right. Old TV face is going to be dating Veronica because he's a scumbag. Confusing.
What a dope. He should be dating Betty.
Alan, what about you? What are you looking forward to? What's your stuff?
Alan, what's your stuff?
Hey, Alan, what's your stuff?
I've got a feeling you guys want to know what my stuff is right now.
Uh-huh.
And I am, oddly enough, I'm going to say this and I'm going to get gasps. I have hopes for Superman versus Batman to be good
movie. What? Okay, okay.
Here's the thing I find
not...
most shocking about that. That's coming out in 2016.
Yeah, that's next year.
Well, I'll go fuck myself. Sure. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was coming out this year.
Yes,
unless,
sir.
What do you know? Are you saying it's going to be so good? Alan, are
is
you making a big reveal?
Oh, I'm saying that tonight we're going to be showing
it. Yeah. Oh. Well, you just got some stuff drop on you.
Yeah. Stuff drop.
I mean, Avengers and...
Great answer.
Yeah, Avengers. It's going to be incredible. And I also... like an Ant-Man, I think, is going to be really good too.
Oh,
like
okay.
That's where.
Are you going to go to the
Agent Carter tonight? I am. That's tonight, right?
Yeah, yeah. Tonight.
Premiering.
Yeah. I am.
Yes. Why are we here right now?
Yeah.
We should
or
be watching.
Or if you're listening
that.
To it tomorrow, it was There's last time. Night. I'm just saying it's a podcast, so they could be not listening to
oh,
it.
You're
oh, yeah, you're
Ooh,
right.
Nice.
I guess it's always tonight somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
wow.
Cool. That's why
a
we're drinking.
Cool thing to say. Yeah.
Deep thanks.
And also, the second half of the. Doctor Who, you know, Doctor Who continuing on.
Oh, you're continuing getting more shy as you talk about these things.
I'm
what are you afraid of?
Listen.
Because I'll tell you what, we don't tolerate Doctor Who shit on this show.
Hey, shut up. It's a great show.
It's an okay show.
It's a good show. I enjoy it very much. And
Well, you're really going out on a limb saying that.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. I'm really taking a chance.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Cool.
You said Avengers and Doctor Who. Whoo, you're edgy.
Oh, yeah, man.
You better step back, brother, because you're on the edge.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to not like Pete's indie shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm really into
it.
Yeah.
You're doing a new show towards the end of the month, right?
Yeah. January 22nd at the UCB Theater at 6:30. I'm doing my next one-man show.
About Aquaman?
One-man show.
Wow. Has he got Aquaman in it again?
It does not have Aquaman.
Boo.
In it. It's got like a Harry Potter character in it, though.
Okay. Okay.
Which Harry Potter character?
Okay. Right. One I made up.
Oh, not good. Right. What a darling choice.
Yeah.
Fan fiction? Little fan fiction?
Little fan, comedic fan fiction.
Well, you should talk. You had a video called Drunk Aquaman that was a, what'd you call a minor viral sensation?
Yeah, I'd say that. I'd say it's a minor viral. It got like... 37,000 views.
That's nice. Pretty good. Yeah,
that's pretty good. Good.
That's impressive.
There's nothing to sneeze
got
at.
Got reblogged
by a bunch of websites.
Okay, don't list them. Okay, cool.
So tell us about the video.
Well, it is Aquaman.
Sorry, I just want to take a quick
just
break.
Do it.
Did we turn into annoying radio DJs?
Yes, we did. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, do your video. Just tell me about your stuff.
Yeah, great.
It's a stuff drop.
Oh. You like that?
Oh, fuck. Nice.
You're much
we did this on Just the Right Show. We got a human beatbox.
I feel like a fart noise is going to happen after I say something.
No, we had those in post.
Yeah, okay. But it's all post.
Great.
Post farts.
Okay, great, great, great. So the video.
So continue talking, please.
Great, I would love to.
Yeah, just spit it out. Anytime you want to, just kind of start talking, it'd be great.
What people like, what we're aiming for at Comic Book Club of the New Year is a really aggressive interview style.
Yeah,
exactly.
Tell us things.
Well, we suddenly realized there were three of us, so we could be constantly bombarding you.
Yeah, did you guys ever notice that we outnumber the guests?
Always.
I feel like we could take them in a fight.
Definitely.
I don't think you could take us in a fight. I think
what are you talking about?
Oh,
only if you jumped on his shoulder like some sort of Master Blaster type guy.
That's our preferred fighting style.
Yeah, that's how we battle.
Exactly. It's like, what was the movie with the giant robot and the child?
Iron Giant?
Iron Giant, that's you two.
You remembered out of nowhere Master Blaster from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Hey, you had like, Master Blaster locked
what's
and loaded.
What's that movie with the Iron Giant in it?
Hey, I don't know how my brain works.
You're thinking of that one kid from the Avengers Academy who had the giant Sentinel.
His name was
Sentinel?
Justin.
Sentinel.
Yeah. His book was called Sentinel.
Who's that kid who had the Sentinel? Oh, yeah, Sentinel.
Yeah, you know.
Alan, I swear to God, please talk about the goddamn video.
I'm trying. All right. So I play...
You're drunk. You're Aquaman.
I'm
Get
drunk.
To it.
I'm drunk. I'm Aquaman at, like, the five-year anniversary of the Justice League, and he's just ribbing all of the superheroes.
That's awesome.
It's very funny. You should check it out.
And this is on YouTube.com?
It's on YouTube.com, a website, and it was produced by Mr... Justin Tyler.
Oh, no wonder you wanted to tee that up.
I was wondering if you were going to get around to give some credit to your bro.
Oh, my God. Did you write it?
No.
Did you act in it? Did you give him notes?
I gave him extensive notes.
I'm just curious. As a producer, Normally, do you show up on time for things, or what's a producer's job?
Yeah, can you tell us about the video?
Sure. It featured drunk Aquaman talking. He was ribbing the Justice League. It's a web series, a show at the UCB called Characters Welcome, and Alan's a frequent guest on the show. And then we made a video series. And how could we not include drunk Aquaman?
And as producer, you put up what, $10,000-$20,000 of your own money?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just even to get the project going.
Sure, of course.
That's the bribe you have to give to YouTube to even get a channel.
Right. Oh, yeah. YouTube. Charge so much
those
to
bastards.
Upload. Yeah. I will tell you, this is almost apropos of nothing, but one of the most amazing conversations I ever heard. I was sitting at a restaurant with my lovely wife. We were trying to have a conversation about something because, you know, we were out, and it was a rare occasion. We were out to dinner. Mm-hmm. There were two people next to me who were having a conversation about how they could get some videos on YouTube. And it was the most distracting conversation I've ever heard. They're like, well, how could we upload things there?
Is there somewhere we could mail a DVD?
Could we submit them? Where do we start?
Meanwhile, Marnie's like, it's just so nice to be out with you. How was your day? And you're like,
shut up. I'm trying to hear these
morons. I want to murder
these idiots.
I mean, it was weird because then I was brought up on murder charges.
Oh, yeah.
So it was fine. Jeremy, speaking of murder charges, you're going through a tough time in your life.
Yeah. It's been pretty rough.
What a transition that was.
Thank you very much. So you're working at DC.
Still working at DC. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's some weird times coming up for DC.
There are some. It's been weird times. Past March, I don't know if I'm going to be there because that's when the sort of mass exodus happened. There's people sort of trickling out to the West Coast now. But I think end of March. We'll see what actually comes to pass.
For those who don't know, just a brief recap of what's happening at DC right now.
DC is moving its publication headquarters to the West Coast of Burbank as they are owned by Warner Brothers. And they want it all under one roof. Mm. They are building a pretty sweet space explicitly for DC out there. I've seen pictures and artist rendering, and it's nice.
Does it look like the Batcave?
No.
Bullshit.
Is there a giant
bullshit.
Penny?
Teen Titans Tower.
It does actually sort of resemble a Teen
Seriously?
Titans Tower.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is the worst design structure of all time.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Who designed something that looks like a T?
Those T branches are going to break right off.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No,
every single time I see it.
Just earthquake reinforce wind them. You got an overlook. It's going to be beautiful.
An overlook.
Listen, there's a lot of super teen sex happening in there, and those things are going to break off.
Oh, wow. My God.
Big DC scandal just announced by Alan.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like
to you're breaking
comment
news.
That I have
no
now,
part left and right.
Do people just walk around the office being like, can you please move to L.A.? And then it's like, no. Can you please move to L.A.? No, I can't. Can you?
Higher up in the company, it's very clear, like, well, this person's definitely going. This person is not going. But on my level, the sort of ground level, I've told them I don't want to go.
What's stopping you? Can't surf?
I can't. I've tried. I don't have the arms for it. You got to paddle a long
way
out there.
You're the Iron Giant.
That's not what that means.
No, it's just I like the cold. Is that weird?
That is weird.
No, that's. I mean, that's
no. The cold preserves, baby.
Cold preserves.
Mr. Freeze over here.
Yeah.
Now what?
My wife.
How would
cancer.
You characterize the mood at DC right now? I mean, I think from a lot of people from the outside, you think. People are having to decide these major life decisions. The opinion is, it's got to be sort of very sad going on there right now. Is that what it's like?
It's definitely like the people I think who want to move, who are moving are like, they just want it to happen, you know, because it's like weird to be like, oh, in 3 months you're going to have a major life change. So just wait on that. So everyone's just like ready to go. And anyone who's not moving is like, I better line something up pretty quick.
Yeah, you're just grabbing
now,
like,
is there,
coffee pods.
I know there was a little back and forth about this. Is there a skeleton crew staying back in New York, or is it?
Not to my knowledge, gone. But again, I am nowhere near the decision making.
Well,
center
it's just
DC.
It's right now. It's Dan DiDio and Jim Lee, and then you, right? Sort of the three.
I'm
heads
right
of
under Jim Lee.
Right.
You're part of the Trinity.
Yeah
literally. That's like you're the blaster to his master.
Exactly. That's how I'm told to refer to him.
You sitting on Dan DiDio's shoulder? I like that.
No, Jim Lee. He's sitting on Jim Lee's shoulders. Yeah.
Oh, that's.
As far as I know, I don't think anyone's. I think Mad Operations is staying in New York. Mm-hmm. Like Matt is staying here, but I think they're moving to different offices.
New York is the home of humor.
Yeah.
Matt's got to stay here.
How could you possibly move to L.A. and write it?
You can't have a gang of idiots out in L.A. Everyone's an idiot.
Yeah, that's right.
Taking it to you, West Coast.
Shots.
So what are
fired.
You in
cold
these last,
preserves you.
In these last couple of months, you guys are kind of wrapping things up. Then for 2 months, there's this convergence event that is going on. What's it been like prepping for that?
I have had almost nothing to do with Convergence.
What?
Convergence is like being handled mostly by West Coast people and only a couple people at editorial at DC. Everybody else in editorial in New York is just focusing on like month to month, and we're looking forward like, oh God, we get a break where we can catch up on all of our books. So we're looking forward to that.
Will all the heroes be also moving out to the West Coast in the comics?
Yeah, everyone's moving to the West Coast. All the East Coast cities in the comics are going to shut down.
That's great. Gotham City.
Yeah, right?
So what you could do is
great,
actually...
A bat board. We're going to see Batman see the boogie boarding.
The bat board, the bat yacht are going to make a lot of appearances.
Cool. Superman eating a lot more burritos.
Yeah, avocados.
Sure.
We know a lot of stuff about California.
We sure do.
At least all three things.
All of our California folks are on
So
point.
Before you wrap things up, what's the one title you're working on that people have to check out?
If you're not reading Action Comics right now, you should probably read Action Comics.
Yeah, you should.
I'm assistant editor on Action with Greg Pak, Aaron Cooter. It's a terrific book.
Now hold up 1 second.
What?
I knew you were working on Action Comics. Yeah. Didn't realize it. Last time you were on the show, we had a pretty in-depth conversation about how you look just like Clark Kent and sound just like Superman. Now
I know where this is going.
I know now too.
In Action Comics, if you haven't been reading it, Superman has grown a beard.
Yeah.
The last time we saw you,
I'm contractually obligated to look exactly like he does in the comics.
You've grown a beard.
I grew a beard
alongside Superman.
It's just coincidence.
Greg Pak also grew a beard.
Pak has had the beard for a while.
Yeah. Pak made Superman grow a beard.
If anything, he shaved his beard a little neater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Pak has been pushing the beard agenda pretty hard for a long time.
So much so that he had made you have it.
Yeah. Well, I was told immediately when I met Pak, I'll need you to grow a beard immediately.
He doesn't respect anybody that doesn't have a beard.
I've never met him, but I got an email from Greg Pak telling me to grow a beard, but I can't.
Yeah. It's a shame.
No, we know. That's
so
why you're the kid and I are giant.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
you're slowly remembering what this movie was about.
No, I actually haven't. I don't think I've ever seen it.
You've never seen Iron Giant?
No, you should see Iron Giant.
You've also never seen Captain America 2. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Both movies, highly enjoyable.
Very good.
Yeah, make it a double feature.
And the first Captain America.
You haven't seen the first Captain America?
I mean, I didn't want to watch the second one until I'd seen the first.
Oh, my God.
I actually think
How
the first
did we
Captain
not know
America,
that?
I think that is skippable because it's the Captain America origin story. Yeah. You already know it. Captain America 2 is like,
that's a great
people call it the
Here's
best.
The thing. We'll talk about Agent Carter a little later on the show. If you want to watch Agent Carter, you've got to watch Captain America.
Yeah, no, okay, that's true. Yeah, if you really want to enjoy Agent Carter, you should see the original.
Totally. Now, other than your DC stuff, you're also doing a kind of crazy-sounding show.
Yeah. So I perform at UCB as well at a show every Friday at 7:30 with a group called Bucky. But I have an independent group.
Named after Captain America.
Captain
sidekick.
Bucky O'Hare?
Now I get it.
I originally suggested the name because of Buckminster Fuller, my favorite crazy scientist.
Sure.
But okay. I enjoyed that Buckminster Fuller's nickname was also Bucky, and I was like, oh, there's crossover there.
Well, and plus your improv group died and then later came back.
People liked them a lot.
People were like, wow, we're into this guy. But no motorcycle, which is a shame.
Sorry.
But I have an independent group that has been going for even longer called Thank You Robot, and we have a show that we do called Science! Exclamation Point, where we get actual scientists to come and give short lectures in the area of their expertise.
How short?
Like 5 to 7 minutes.
Okay. I could sit through that.
Pete's attention tops out at about 60 to 90 seconds.
I don't want to go see an improv show and then get lectured for an hour.
He's not yelling at you.
He would seem like
just
he does.
To give you, for those of you who have never met Pete before, to give you a little bit of context, we've been doing a comic book show now for 8 years.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I've seen Pete spend longer reading a comic book than probably about 30 seconds or so.
Yeah. Wow.
What?
Huh?
What does that mean?
You just flip through it really angrily, and then you're done, and you're like, that sucks, or that was awesome, depending on what the title page was.
Uh-oh. This
dude, I take my time with Punisher. I mean, I read that from front to back.
There are no words in Punisher.
Yeah, I know, but I take my time. And I enjoy it.
There's a lot of visual information.
Yeah,
sure. It is
visual words.
Of people
visual
being murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much.
There's no words needed for that beauty.
Wow.
That's so amazing. We take the science lectures and then we invite another group and we do improv off of the scientific lecture. It's been very fun and we get some real weird stuff out of it.
Yeah. What is the most interesting scientist you've had? What's their area of expertise?
Yeah, rank all your scientists.
We have had some really terrific people. We had one who was like a exobiologist. His field of study was life that lives in space, like life in space.
Oh, he's just like a regular person then. He's like me thinking about stuff.
Yeah. But his lecture was super fascinating.
He's watched all of Battlestar Galactica.
Twice.
Has he ever been to space?
No.
What the fuck?
I know. That's a short list of people.
Who have not been to space?
I don't know. It's kind of like if we hosted a comic book show and we never read the comic books.
That's what I'm saying. Or if we were like, comic books might exist, but we can't really tell.
Yeah, we've never actually seen them.
Yeah.
We should do
we're exo comic book fans.
Yeah. But his was really interesting, and I remember doing some very trippy and bizarre scenes off of his lecture because it was all like theoretical stuff about like there almost assuredly is life in space somewhere. But we have not found it yet. But if we did find it, it might look like something we know. It also might be incredibly bizarre.
So
and then he was like, thanks, guys. Where are the drink tickets? I just need a couple drinks.
So he's kind of a modern version of the guys that used to draw dragons on maps.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, or what's also known as a liar.
Yeah, sure.
Dude, guys, dragons are real, all right?
Here we go.
We go again.
The guys who drew dragons on maps, actually, that was just to signify that it was an unknown area.
Yeah, well, that's where the wind came from.
Right, the wind and dragons.
Yeah.
Right.
Here there be dragons, they'd
say. Yeah, they'd usually draw dragons on a map because they thought dragons were there.
That's
science.
Let me be honest, I thought it was a doodle that somebody took seriously.
My friend, one of my best friends from high school, this guy Mike Ferrantina, is now a concept artist for Blizzard, and so his job is literally drawing dragons all day.
That's amazing.
Talk about, dream job.
Yeah, not mine.
Every fat guy with a ponytail's dream job is drawing dragons.
Why can't it just be every guy with a ponytail?
Yeah, why do they have to have ponytails?
Why does it have to be so fat?
Because that's the visual, because I'm thinking of the comic book guy.
But what if his resolution this year is to eat fewer carbs and draw more dragons?
Yeah, exactly.
You're right.
For every dragon he draws, he gets to eat one candy bar.
Yeah. The jack dude drawing dragons with the ponytails.
That old stereotype.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. I think we're going to move on, you guys.
Let's do it.
We're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call the stack.
Yeah.
Now, normally on the stack, we go to bat for our favorite comics that come out in a particular
week.
That's
exactly what we're doing.
Yeah. Except here's the thing.
What?
We do usually three comics in the stack,
We have three comics.
Yeah, three comics came out last week.
Right, so let's talk about them.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just saying...
But you're saying we didn't pick them. They were chosen for us by...
Yes. Thank you, comic book industry, for barely releasing anything last week. Yeah. It made this particular part of the show very easy. Let's go to back. First pick, you wanted to pick what? East of West or something like
that? No, Shield number one.
Oh, you wanted to pick Batman?
Shield number one.
Yeah, people like
it. That's great.
All right. Pete, what did you like about Shield in particular that made you pick that over the two other comics that were released?
Well, first off, we got to focus on Coulson, which was pretty amazing. I liked how we kind of got his little bit. I think it started really strong with his fact that he starts by saying, my hobby became my job, which is kind of a sweet thing.
So dreams just like us?
Yeah, just like us, because this is our job. I just loved how it showed like how his passion really paid off, you know, and helped saving the world.
Yeah, so Real quick, for those of you who didn't end up picking it up as the one of the three comics that were on sale at Midtown Comics, I guess.
I mean, there were probably like four or five. I mean, let's not be dicks about it.
So this is taking the ideas of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and making them work for the Marvel comic book universe. So we finally get to meet Melinda May. We get to meet Fitz and Simmons. Agent Coulson, the way we know him from the movies and from the TV show. Yep. We haven't met, what's his name, Agent Grant Ward, everybody's
favorite. I hope we never do.
Or Sky, necessarily, at this point. They're down the road at some point.
Yeah. She's with the Inhumans right now.
What?
I said she's with the Inhumans right now.
Yes, yes. Shh.
Yeah, don't spoil that for all the people that aren't watching.
This issue in particular is Coulson leading up a mission to stop a bad guy with an artifact. It weaves in mysteries for the future. It's written by Mark Waid. I'm totally forgetting who did the art.
Carlos Pacheco, I believe.
There you go. Yeah. It's a great issue.
Great issue.
What was upsetting was the price.
How much was it?
It was $4.99.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Didn't get some of that holiday money. You had to get it.
Yeah, you had to use it.
Here's what you do.
Marvel's like, hey, we're releasing one comic, but fuck you, we're raising the price.
What you got to do is you press the buy instantly button on Comixology, and then you have no idea what you're paying.
Yeah, it's that's great. The way to do it.
Oh, that's
that's the trick.
But you don't get that sweet hologram cover. Shouldn't there be a hologram cover for $5?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like or at least a hologram card on the cover.
Yeah, or a personal thank you from Clark Gregg.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's all.
Yeah, did you guys read this issue? What did you think about
it? We both got a chance to read it.
I
really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was great.
It was good fun.
And are you a fan of the television series, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I watched it. It sort of got halfway through, and I kind of petered out. But then everyone told me, no, it got really good.
There's a better term.
No, you Peter LePaged out, as we say on the show.
No, it's a stupid fucking saying.
What I really liked about this issue and was also frustrating about this issue was the laser focus Mark Waid put on Agent Coulson.
Why is that frustrating?
I loved it because he was so focused on it and really fleshed out his character and how it makes sense for the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
It's frustrating because I want more about Fitzsimmons, who I love. I want to see more about
Melinda. That's just issue one.
And I know it's down the road. It's interesting. I thought it was interesting to see this is the difference between a TV show and a comic is there's a limited... Shut up. There's a limited page count in a comic book, so you can really only focus...
And they have so many pages.
On that one character. Yeah. And then, on TV, they have 45 pages.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I can't wait for
moving pictures. You know?
I can't wait for more stuff on the Calvary. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let's get it.
What'd best thing is that you don't have to deal with the terrible acting in the comic book.
Ouch.
You're not talking about Coulson.
No,
right.
No. Oh,
okay, because I'll punch
Coulson.
You in the face.
I feel like the Hulk was being a little melodramatic.
It's if you have been watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and thinking, oh, man, why don't they work into the stuff for the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Why do they work with all the superheroes and everything? This is obviously that answer, and it's a good, resounding answer.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't watch this television show you're talking about.
Oh, but
what do you do
worst.
For the show?
For
like,
this show?
Well, yeah, what?
I read the most comic books out of all of us by 10 like times. This is the stack of comics I read. Where's yours? Yours is what, in here?
Yeah, there was the three comics.
Shit, or is it in here?
Yeah,
is it in here, Pete?
Yeah, it's in
think
there.
About that. And you,
for those listening at home,
on your iPad till
for those listening
up.
At home, he pointed
it's
to
mostly,
my beer.
It's mostly Candy Crush is a comic book, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
They got a big crossover coming this summer.
Yeah,
right?
They do.
exactly.
Soda Crush.
With Mafia Wars.
It's nuts.
But anyway, I thought this is a great issue. The characters from the TV show, I thought were well done here.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Cool. Yeah, I think it did a great job of like taking stuff from the show and like honoring it and giving it justice and putting it in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Cool.
You want to talk about your pick, Justin? East of West.
East of West.
Yeah, fantastic book.
Great book. This is written by Jonathan Hickman. They just did last week a sort of world of East of West that was released. If you haven't been reading, you can get caught up on all this insane stuff. And I'm going to try to describe what's happening in this book.
Yeah, luck with that.
It's set in a world where in a world where the American Indians never lost to the European explorers. There's a battle where Texas became its own nation.
That makes sense.
Invaders from the east took over a lot of California and the West Coast. The American Indians became obsessed with technology and sort of our cyborg-y. and they're all doing battle, but at the same time, the four horsemen of the apocalypse have come to Earth. They were killed, except for one of them, who lived on, and then the three others were reborn, and they're not getting along. And then Death married the leader
of
the... Can
you summarize this summary? What the heck?
So it's there's a lot going on.
Well, yeah. Here, I'll tell you, the art's really good.
The art is great.
The art is amazing. Is terrific,
yeah. By Dragota, I believe. Very good, and it is a great book. It's got a hell of a lot of mythology. Jonathan Hickman writes such great dense stuff.
Here's my initial problem with this book was the idea was, what if things went differently after the Civil War, which seems like a very straightforward idea,
right?
And then everything goes batshit insane. It makes no sense. It doesn't follow from there at all.
It does make sense.
But then he starts to bring it back, and it takes 20 issues or whatever it is.
16.
But
16. This is the 16th issue, I believe.
It feels like forever.
Well, it's good because you're getting more and more
words.
It's
a great series. It is one of my favorite series that's coming out right now, just because it's so densely packed with ideas every single issue.
That's what I love about it. It's inspiring. Yeah. Pete, did you read any more than 2 pages?
No, I read it. It's a lot to take in. I mean, I love Hickman, but I also hate him because it's too much shit for me. Yeah, I really love this issue. I thought it was really well done and one of the more clear issues. I could follow it.
I thought you liked the guy driving another guy with the handlebars in his mouth.
Yeah, yeah, he has the handlebars in his teeth.
Real Master Blaster.
Yeah,
Master.
Yeah, yeah, real Master Blaster.
I hate to keep. I didn't even want to say it, but it's true. It is. Yeah. It's coming back.
Really set that up for yourself.
You know what's ironic is that in 2015, Mad Max is coming back.
I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
If you follow the subtle clues in this show, we reveal everything about the upcoming year.
That Fury Road looks awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It looks amazing.
Remember when that trailer came out?
Tornado of Fire?
Everyone was so... That trailer blew everyone away.
Yeah,
they really delivered on that.
Cool. Let's talk about... this is my pick by default, I guess. But I also actually really like the series. Batman Eternal.
Nice.
Number 39.
39, yeah,
39
yes.
came out. You actually have 38 here on your stack, but this is the issue after.
There.
You got 39 over there.
Yeah.
So this is a fantastic issue in particular... Because we're finally, once again, getting the Riddler versus Batman. It's a very focused issue.
Yep.
I think that's something that works for the series. If you haven't been following it, something horrible, several somethings horrible that are all connected in some way, are going on in Gotham. It involves Batman's entire rogue gallery. It's going to end with Gotham in flames, Batman tied to the bat signal, his mask off with a bat carved in his chest.
Yeah.
And we're slowly marching towards that insane point.
Yeah.
Here, we take a break where the Riddler knows what's going on and is trying to get Batman to follow the clues to figure it out.
Yeah, he's seen what's happening, but he's not telling the other people.
Yes.
Now, does that sound familiar to you at all?
No.
Like when one of the hosts on the show sees something but doesn't really tell his other hosts about it?
Wait, what are you talking about?
I don't know. Everything.
What, me?
Yeah.
What? Well, I will tell
what
you.
What I like about this is, and I think it's similar to what Justin is saying, is that the Riddler is freaked out by who Batman has become, and he just doesn't want. He was like, you know what? I'll just wait till you're normal again.
No, Batman's. Like, he's like, Batman, you're tired.
He was like, Batman, you're tired. You don't know what you're doing right now.
And take this a nap. Go to bed.
Why won't you just, you know, take some time?
So, the Riddler.
What's that?
Very kind of the Riddler.
So this is. I wish I had a friend that was like,
"Hey, take five. I'll come at you when you're at your best."
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah.
Have you guys been reading the series?
I will admit I do not read Eternal, although I share an office with the assistant editor.
You should read Eternal.
I really should.
I bet that guy needs a nap.
Dave Wilgus definitely needs a nap. He works very hard, but he is constantly showing me pages from Eternal, and I'm like, that looks dope.
It's
a great series. Are you guys out there reading this at all?
Yeah.
A number of Eternal fans.
Okay, it's great.
So
I have been... Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've been permanently kind of dissuaded from ever reading DC again from what they've done.
Woof. Okay.
Wow.
Is that weird sitting right next to him? You guys are all right?
Does Iron Giant end when the robot smashes the child? Because that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Wait, why? Just
because? Just after that New 52, they decided to turn it all to garbage, you know?
Turn on the garbage?
well, They like
that was their slogan though. Yeah, they said, yeah, New 52, turn on the garbage.
Yeah, like the
Spider-Man turned off the dark, and DC
turned on the garbage.
No, there's still good. This is a good book coming out from DC.
Yeah, it is.
I was a guy who followed like the whole universe, like everything that was going on, and just when that kind of crumbled in on itself and imploded, everybody will agree DC is in a worse place they were when they after Flashpoint. You know,
interesting, big question. They just announced a drunk.
Ended up teaming up a little bit,
but it means like Riddler's more on that Sherlock Holmes tip.
Yeah,
Or when he had that really long hair and fought Green Arrow. Does anybody remember that? It's a weird, weird issue.
You know, a couple months go by, you don't get a haircut, you start to do weird stuff.
Yeah, there you go. Speaking of which, we're going to move on with our next section, which is our audience question.
Yeah, audience question.
And for that, I'm going to come out to my favorite people in the world. Second favorite people in the world. I love you guys so much.
That's very kind.
But the audience, we're going to have you guys ask the questions instead of us asking questions. Ask us anything comic book, anything geeky, and you're going to win some free comics. And Pete wants to let us know something.
Well, yeah, he was nice enough to bring some DC.
He being Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy was nice enough
you said
to.
He.
Yeah, I pointed at him. I mean,
it's an audio podcast.
Well, there's also a live audience that's going to get the prizes.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
So,
yeah,
Jeremy. It brought some,
For those of you listening at home, Pete just gave me the figure.
brought some not just any comics. We brought some trades, some graphic novels.
Yes.
For the audience members.
Very cool.
Cool. Anything comic booky, anything nerdy, anything for our guests, raise their hand and you will get some free
anything
comics.
Specific
you, sir,
about
right
home
there.
Life or anything.
All right. What's your name, sir?
Pablo.
All right, Pablo, what's your question?
It's for everybody in here.
Great. Ooh, okay.
Like iron, literally iron giant related.
Or Master Blaster related.
We also welcome those questions.
Or Blaster Master, the great NES game.
What is your top three?
Don't give him the comic books yet. He hasn't asked the question. What if it's terrible?
I feel confident. I think it's going to be a good question.
Okay, great.
What are the top three movies you will see this year and why?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Good cue.
Well, Selma, of course. It's a really powerful film.
True. I mean, that came out last year, technically.
All right, fair enough. Actually, it is really good. You guys should all see it.
Great movie. Top three. I mean, Age of Ultron will be in that, I would imagine.
That's probably in my tree.
It's not like, what are the odds, percentage-wise, that movie is just terrible?
There's
not very low, right?
Very low.
Pretty low.
Yeah.
It's got to be at least good.
Yeah. Like, no one thinks it's... What about, is it going to be better or worse than The Avengers? I think better.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be better because Joss Whedon has been pretty public about this is the Avengers movie he wanted to make. The last one was filling in the blanks, making it work for the stuff that they already set up. This is his Avengers movie.
They've had a ton of great movies leading up to it.
His filler movie is one of the highest grossing films of all time.
they've really set the stage for this movie to be terrific. So I think it's
so. What about second on everybody's list or first on everybody's list?
I am legitimately insanely excited for Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah.
I am so, like, I think The Road Warrior is one of the best action movies of all time. It is like a perfect 90 minutes of just nonstop awesome.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. And the trailer for Fury Road, I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, it seems like they're right there.
Here's an interesting thing I heard, pretty relevant to the show, actually. The way that, George Miller directed it?
Yeah, George Miller.
The way that George Miller put together the script, there's barely any dialogue in it. He actually created a graphic novel as the script so people could see what it looked like.
Badass.
That essentially it was just the storyboards.
Do yourself a favor and rewatch Road Warrior, and it will get you excited for Fury Road.
Yeah.
It's great.
Beyond Thunderdome was one of my favorite movies ever. Tina Turner, good actress.
Yeah.
We don't need another hero.
I mean, also Star Wars is coming out this
year. Hell yeah, it is. It is.
Force is waking up.
Oh yeah, baby.
Because they got Folgers in their cup, which we're all excited about.
The best part of Folgers is the Force coming back.
I mean, that's going to be great, right? No matter what, everybody's going to be there opening day.
Got a nice cast. It looks real nice.
That's why I was so surprised all the criticism of the trailer that happened.
There was criticism of the trailer?
Well, like all the lightsaber shit and all that. Like, I was like, what?
That
what?
What's criticism? Awesome?
No, was everyone was like, how does it work that way? Why would it have the little...
Because I think it looks like a sword. Let's stop being stupid, idiots. Yeah.
I think it was just Claire did a good job of nipping that all in the bud.
Yeah, I think it's a European lightsaber. It's just got some extra...
Right, exactly. Well, different technology.
It's science fiction nerds who don't realize that Star Wars is fucking fantasy.
Yeah.
It's not sci-fi, baby.
It's a space opera.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah. No, if you go back through and rewatch Star Wars, you can see all of it is scientifically sound.
You're right.
Yeah, well, it takes place a long, long time ago.
Oh, boy.
Science is different back then.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't have an exclamation
point. Yeah, think about that when you watch any Star Wars movie. They're all dead now.
Man,
I mean, it's fact.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah,
well, the thing is, the way
I
don't know if you saw Interstellar, but the way that time works, it can be different like that.
Yeah,
and the real force is gravity and love.
Oh,
spoiler!
Cool. I think we answered your question. Let's get another question from the audience. Anybody? You, sir, right over there. All right. What is your name, sir?
Hugo.
All right, Hugo. What's your
name? What's up, Hugo?
What's your question?
All right, this is for everyone. I'm sure we've all been in this position before. Okay. My backlog of comics is overwhelmingly large.
Yep. And amen, brother.
I have no idea how to even begin to try to catch up. So what would be your advice to, you know, someone trying to catch up?
To catch up on comics you have.
All right, this is it. You, like, you hurt your, like, back or your legs, and then you can't do anything for, like, months at a time, and you have to just sit there and read comics. That's the best way to do it.
Pete's advice is go on disability.
Yes. Yep, yeah, exactly.
Hurt yourself.
Don't go to work. Don't participate in life. Just read comics.
I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah.
Skip all anything DC.
Wow. Really targeted.
Alan, I'm right.
Dude.
Come on, he's like, one of the Trinity.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's Phantom Stranger.
I mean, Pandora, read Saga immediately. Yeah. Start reading Saga.
Read Saga. That's great. Yeah. I'll give the same answer I give every week. Just hold on to your comics until your lovely wife wants them to be removed from the apartment and then get rid of them.
Is that awkward, lovely wife? Is that awkward?
That's what I say every week. I don't know. What's holding you? I mean, what's holding you back? Just start reading them.
It's just so much. You're overwhelmed. It's
hard. Yeah. Where do you start? I'll tell you. Here's
what I do when there's movies, and I'm like, I want to see that movie, but like, I don't have time to go see that. And I do this for movies. Do you remember that movie Flight Plan, that Jodie Foster movie? I was like, I kind of want to see that. Yeah. I also don't have time to sit through that because I know it's going to be kind of bullshit.
You read the Wikipedia page?
So I read the Wikipedia page, and I got to the end of it, and I was like, I'm glad I didn't watch that. That sounds like a big old pile.
That's the saddest way to experience anything.
I don't know if that's true. I think my time was better spent reading the Wikipedia page of Flight Plan for 2 minutes as opposed to spending 2 hours. Because then I use those 2 hours
to catch up on my comics. Oh, I want to date this girl, but I'll just look up love in the dictionary, and that'll be enough for me.
Yeah, that's a reasonable analogy to what I just
also,
said.
Also, he was talking about Flight Plan.
I
think it's okay.
You know I've always been a huge proponent of all of Jodie Foster's
What happened
movies.
To her daughter? Did she ever have a daughter?
Yeah.
What's going on?
We're not talking about Panic Room.
Yeah, no, I like that. That's a good movie.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
I would say, you know, a little bit at a time, bro. Little bit at a time.
I would say go outside.
What?
Just like for a change.
No, you can't read comics.
Let's get the next question.
He's spending too much time outside.
Sir,
I also,
right back there.
I'm also just being incendiary.
All right.
I'm talking about DC.
What is your name, sir?
Kenny.
Kenny, what's your question?
Is that Kenny Cords back there?
That's Kenny Cords.
Okay.
Every New Year's Day, my girlfriend and I watch a trilogy every other year at Star Wars, because that's the best one.
Sure.
But then in the off years, we're trying to figure out other trilogies to watch. Now, we've obviously went to Indiana Jones first.
Right. Great. Right.
I mean, there's a fourth one, so watch it.
There's only three.
There's three.
We did Jurassic Park this year just to get ready for the
Jurassic World. Yeah.
Good planning.
Good thinking. We didn't talk about that movie.
But we realized we're like, what other trilogies are there?
Might I suggest the Mad Max trilogy?
Great. Yep. Okay.
Mad Max.
And that's my question. Really? So, what are some options for the?
I do legitimately enjoy the Mad Max trilogy. The first one's a little slow, a little long, but then 2 and 3, I think, are dynamite.
Right. Well, you got Mighty Ducks, D2 and D3.
Oh, man.
Sure.
What about the Red, White, and Blue trilogy?
Christoph Kieslowski.
Yes, I think that's a particularly good one.
Trey Calori.
There's the Cornetto trilogy, baby.
Oh, yeah. All the Cornetto, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. You knew all about that.
Huh?
You knew all the about Cornetto. That. You knew what that meant? Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, of course I did.
Yeah, of course you did.
You don't know what that means?
No, we that it. Was the joke.
Oh, you didn't know. And what it means.
Cheerleader Gangbang 1-3 are really good.
What?
Yeah, and they only take you like 17 minutes to watch.
Cheerleader Gangbang.
That's great. You should try that
great.
For comics too. Instead, just watch that Cheerleader Gangbang trilogy.
Yeah. Yeah,
that'll be
just
quicker.
Read about it on Wikipedia.
Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings show.
You've probably done that one though, I would guess. Yeah.
Did you do Lord of the Rings? I assume you fit that one. It's in the rotation.
Have you thought about doing the other Star Wars trilogy?
What?
Oh, no.
What other Star Wars trilogy?
There is none.
That's fair. Great.
The one that's coming out in a few years.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
The future one.
Cool. I think we can have time for one more question. Right. Is there anybody else in the audience? Is there anybody who wants to? Oh, you, sir, right over here. Yes. What's your name, sir?
Hi, I'm Rolando.
Hi, Rolando.
Oh, great.
Rolando.
Wait a second. You're that guy who every week, when we do the show, I give a hard time to.
Yeah, you do.
I take a really long time until I let you answer your question, and then I give you a lot of shit about it.
Yeah, you know what? Do.
It is 2015. We're going to put that to rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
All right, what's your fucking stupid question, you asshole?
Stupid question. All right, other than me, what character who's really needed a breakout is finally going to have their breakout in 2015?
Oh, ooh, nice.
Good question.
Iron Man.
Nice.
Finally.
Finally.
Give that guy a break. And are you speaking specifically of the comic book world or movies?
Or any... Okay.
Okay. All so right. Comic books.
Oh, okay. Like Chris Evans. He's a hilarious character.
Yeah. His character in Snowpiercer. Really
would someone
break
finally give that guy a break? That Chris.
By the way, that movie sucked balls. Someone was like, "Oh, you gotta go see that movie. It was awful."
That movie was good.
No, it was not.
You just hate trains.
No, dude, that was a shitty fucking movie.
It was a cool movie.
It was not.
So that monologue at the end that Chris Evans gives, great monologue.
No.
Bela Page could meet Jesus Christ. He'd be like, "What a dickhead."
No way, man. Cool. Water into wine? No way.
Yeah. Let's talk about
comic
books.
Water, he says.
What character do you want to see break out in this new year?
Nice.
That's a good question.
Calvin Rankin, Mimic, baby. That's who I want to see really do.
Wow. That's a great... I like Mimic. Remember that they brought him back a few years ago, and then he was...
They made him like he was in Exiles, right? Right?
Yes, Exiles. He was in Exiles.
He was great in Exiles.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
I think I got my answer. Have you guys read Multiversity Thunderworld?
Yes.
Yeah. I want them to just do a Thunderworld, like a Shazam Thunderworld. I think that would be amazing. Yeah.
Oh, that would be fantastic. So
that would be a delightful comic book to read month to month.
A legit Shazam series? Yeah.
That would be so
well,
fun.
I don't know if you have any inside info about this, but with The Rock doing the Shazam movie, there's got to be a series in the works somewhere. Yeah,
I mean, you got to assume that they...
Yeah. And
I hope
just
so. I got my
pure Shazam,
crossed.
Billy Batson Shazam, no twists on it or anything, is so good. That Gary Frank, Jeff Johns thing that they did is one of the best comics I've ever read. Yeah. And it's just, it's pure fun when you do Shazam right.
That's what I love about Thunderworld Adventures. It's like, it's so fun. It's such a good time.
It almost felt at odds with the rest of Multiversity, which is all just like everything
on,
is dying and houses are folding.
Plax Americana, where you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I think a Shazam movie would be great, but we got to get Billy Batson to be really dark. You know, he's got to really be sad all the time.
Be a sad kid.
Yeah, a really sad kid. A super orphan.
Cool. What other characters,
that's my answer,
Pete, you would want to see Punisher or Wolverine break out?
Pete's
I would like to see a Mouse Guard TV animated series in 2015.
I'd watch that.
It'd be amazing. And also, I would like to see DMZ. Get in on this, like either
so the
television.
Two characters you would like to see break out are two comic books.
Two comic books I would like to see made into either TV shows or a movie.
That's not what that means. But Justin, what's your
opinion? You're happy with all the characters where they are in the comic book world?
Yeah, they're there where they belong.
So you want Wolverine to be dead?
No, No. Nobody's talking about that. Don't bring up old shit.
Yeah. I'd like to see Peter Porker, the Spectacular Spider-Man.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I think he's been doing an amazing job in Spider-Verse. Let's get an ongoing series.
He's been doing an amazing job of occasionally being by their feet.
Sure. You mean? Why not?
Yeah, that's great. I was thinking.
Let's get a Peter Porker, Spider Ham, Captain Carrot crossover event.
You're killing me right now. That would be the best thing of all time.
Just a great dinner. And then series of
yeah. Oh wait, okay. I have a legitimate answer.
Okay,
Miss Marvel. That book makes me so happy every time I read it, and I know it's doing pretty well. But I would love to see Kamala Khan break through to the mainstream because it's such a good, fun, original book with such a great tone behind it.
It is mainstream. It's the main big seller in Marvel right now.
I don't think it is.
It's doing pretty good. It's doing all right, but it's not. It came out strong. It got some great coverage when it first came out, but then it's sort of like.
Oh, that's awesome.
I would like to see the return of Impulse. I loved Impulse back in the day. Great character, very fun character. It was a funny book that dealt with like legitimate.
So you agree with Alan? You'd like to see pre-New 52 back?
Not the whole thing. I like certain aspects of everything.
Then you should check out Convergence, coming soon to DC Comics, where we're going to get all the pre-New 52 characters.
Oh, all of them?
Every single one. We put every single one into Convergence.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big mess.
Yeah, it's going to be, yeah. Some of those books that have been announced are insane.
Yeah.
Like
I think some of them are going to be terrific, but yeah. They can't. I'm sure there's one that everyone's going to read and go, what the?
I don't even know what these people are.
I haven't been totally keeping up with it. Are they doing, what's it called, the Covington Cricket or anything like that?
I don't think so. What's
his name? That's your jam, bro.
It is. Totally. All right, that's it for your audience question.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which is trivia. And for that, we're going to turn it over to Pete LePage.
I have a quick question about the DC Universe. Is Gentleman Ghost still, like, active at all right now?
He's the main character.
Oh, good.
He's the star.
He's putting Batman through his paces right now.
Oh, good.
Sure is.
Guys, this is the part we give back to you, the lovely audience. Thank you so much for showing up. Including Justin's new wife. Thank you so much for showing up. It's an opportunity to win $25 free.
Whoa.
In the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Because if
that's
you had $25.
You can't do that.
We're doing it.
Have we done this every week?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Sounds
how
crazy.
Much money
yeah.
Poor Midtown Comics had no idea what they were signing
what
up for.
What a fortune.
Who would like $25 free? A simple raising of the hand will get you $25 free.
Midtown, anybody
here? Raising of the hand? No? Okay. Yes. You, sir. Yes. Yeah. You come on up. Sorry, Curtis. You won last time. I can't, you know what I mean? We got to be fair
about
it.
All right. Come on up. Here's your microphone.
Got it.
Sir, what is your name? Please share with the audience.
My name is Andrew.
Andrew, audience, Andrew.
Yeah.
All right. Andrew, you're in luck because only three comics came out this week. You will get all the questions right as long as you were paying attention. So how this is going to work is I'm going to ask you three questions. If you get all three questions right, you will get $25. So, question number one. In Batman Eternal number 39, where does Batman confront the Riddler? Is it A, a mountain ledge, B, the Gotham sewers, or is it C, during Agent Carter? So it's either A, a mountain ledge, or it's B, the sewers. Don't pick B. Don't do it.
I'm going to go with A.
A is correct.
Wise.
Yes.
Wise.
Nice job.
Wow.
Nice job. All right.
I just flipped through. I can confirm that answer.
Yeah, nice job.
Yeah.
He works at DC. In East of West number 16, the bad guy drinks blood out of what?
Oh.
Is it A, a goblet, B, a skull, or is it C, an ant-sized cup? Because Marvel's being really funny with ant-sized stuff right now. It's hilarious. You can watch an ant-sized trailer, but you can't see it. So it's either A, a goblet, which is incorrect, or it's B, a skull, and more scary.
I'm going to go with B, a skull.
Yeah, congratulations.
Nice.
Just a quick hint. Don't overthink these. All right. Here we go. In S.H.I.E.L.D. number one, it focuses on which member of S.H.I.E.L.D. Is it A, Agent Coulson, B, Agent May, or is it C, a gent named Cumberbatch? So it's either A, Agent Coulson, Or it's B. I'm not even going to say it because it's not the right one to pick.
Right, that'll be Agent Coulson.
Yes, it is! $25 free.
Oh, boy.
Congratulations.
Unbelievable. Guys, as we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. There will be more than three comic books coming out.
Yeah,
and you can check out all of them at Midtown Comics, who have been nice enough to sponsor the show. Right. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm not looking forward to is Wolverine's number one. Why? What? But I am looking forward to Punisher's number 14.
So, I'm sorry, real quick. You're not looking forward to a title by one of your favorite writers, Charles Soule, that includes some of your favorite, sharpest characters in the Marvel universe.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. I mean, that's not...
No, we don't have time to talk about it.
What the fuck? Wolverine isn't in it, but it's called Wolverine.
Does that make sense?
Well, they're like buddies.
Here, I'm going to tell you something.
Right.
Don't you say that he's not in it.
There you go.
What?
Yeah. Bum, bum, bum. Just think, Pete, if you died, wouldn't you want people to go on with the name Pete's?
No.
The bunch of, like, we would be the Pete's. We'd be the Pete's who would go around and do your stuff.
Justin, what are you looking forward to?
Yeah. Oh, no, would you be into that? If we carried on your legacy?
No, that'd be creepy.
Creepy?
Yeah.
All right. Well, don't leave a creepy legacy, I guess.
Too late.
I'm looking forward to Swamp Thing number 38. Charles Soule is ending his run pretty soon, and I've loved it.
That guy's an amazing writer, though.
Fade Out number 4, also very good book about old Hollywood by Ed Brubaker. Great. And Birthright number 4.
Oh, yeah. Well, in the new year, do we just do...
We just say whatever we want.
Whatever we want. Wolf Moon number 2, I'm looking forward to that.
Nice.
From Vertigo by Cullen Bunn. We talked about the first issue back on the show. It's a very new take on a werewolf tale. It's insanely violent. I actually read the second issue, and it is so good. So excellent. Really keeps up the pace of the first one, the mysteries, the violence, everything. Great new series. I'm totally on board.
Let's keep that Cullen Bunn train going. We got Lobo number 4 coming out.
Get on the Bunn train.
Yeah, get on that Bunn train. Cullen Bunn, Lobo number 4. Good fun in this issue. Lobo butts heads with old Superman.
That's going to be
Does Superman make fun of his new look?
And
like a little bit?
Yeah! Oh, wait, is this hunky Twilight Lobo?
He's a sleeker, slimmer. No more mutton chops on the old Lobo.
He's hipster Lobo.
And if you want to
hear, is that one of the titles you're working on? Is that
a title of mine?
And if you want to hear someone give shit to the artist of Lobo, listen back to our episode from about a month ago.
Pete just tore him apart. We had a nice Riley's the nicest guy. He's a really nice guy.
He's a great guy.
Pete just destroyed him.
Alan, what about you? What are you looking forward to?
Well, looking at this list, I cannot wait for Avengers No More Bullying, guys.
It's got a great
real?
Message.
I got to be honest. I think you're being a little bit of a bully right now.
Well, that's why he needs the comic.
And here come the Avengers.
Looking forward to Ferris 33.
Okay. Interesting.
I picked a DC title because I've been a big
old Ferris jerk. Is amazing.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Fairest enough.
Everything under the...
Vertigo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah,
and it's coming to an end. Both Ferris and Fables are coming to an end.
Yeah.
Very soon.
So get on,
well,
get on
cool.
Board now.
Before we go, next week on the show, Dave Gallagher is returning, one of our favorite guests.
Yeah.
Writer. He's actually writing one of the Convergence books.
Oh, fantastic.
Ask him what's
going on. I don't know.
We'll definitely do that. Pete, what do you want to plug?
Friend us on Facebook so you get to know about all the amazing guests we have on the show.
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live.
Check us out at comicbookclublive.com, nerdist.com for the podcast and more. A couple of people you want to thank before we go. We want to thank our fabulous interns, Iman Bell, Tom Ardar, Craig Fletcher, David McKay, and Riley Tran. We want to thank Charlie for being on the show.
Yeah!
Alan!
Yeah!
We want to thank everybody here at Fontana's. But most of all, we want to thank you guys. We're here every Tuesday night, 7 p.m., totally free. Happy New Year!
Thanks, everybody! Thank you! Thanks for coming out!